It is time for Farm Stories here on 104.9 WPXN. JC with you. And Farm Stories here on 104.9 WPXN is sponsored in part by the Buckley State Bank in Buckley. Member FDIC, banking, local banking at its best. Also CNC Trucking in Loda. We're talking with Doug Anderson of Paxton and retired PBL ag teacher. So we know you've been here for a long time. I remember we talked before the interview started, and PXN has been on the air since 84. You came to town in 86. But first off, Doug, talk about your background. If it's a farming background, where'd you grow up and how'd you make it to the city of Paxton and Paxton, and then PBL High School?
Yeah, I did grow up on a farm. My father farmed up in Northwest Illinois near town of Milledgeville, where I attended school through fifth grade. It was a dairy and swine farm. And just at the time when he was letting me start driving tractors and whatnot, he decided it was time to quit farming. And so we picked up stakes and moved 50 miles south to a little town of Walnut. And he worked for a seed corn company then for the rest of his time while they were open. And so I had just had a taste of farming and agriculture, absolutely loved it. And when I got in high school, was able to take an ag class, even though I really wasn't a farm kid. And through my involvement in the ag class and FFA, started raising some livestock, which kind of parlayed into what Dad was doing at the seed company. He was able to get some of the fines and stuff to help provide some of the feed to raise some cattle and hogs. And so that was my FFA project in high school. Ended up with a really good ag teacher for two of my 4 years who kind of inspired me to want to go to college and also to eventually teach. And so that was sort of why I chose the path I did. Graduated in 83 from the University of Illinois and actually had a chance to graduate a semester early and went to Germany for 13 weeks and lived and worked on a farm over there, which gave me a little extra farm background and a little bit of international experience, which was very good for me, and I still maintain contacts with those people. But anyway, in the fall of 83, I started teaching in a little town of Jerseyville in southwest Illinois, and it was at a time when things weren't exactly going well in education. Budget cuts were happening, and the budget at Jerseyville was cut, and my contract was, I still had a job, but was cut down to a basic 9-month contract, and that sort of prompted me to start looking. And then when the Paxton job opened in 86, I moved in this direction, partly because of the University of Illinois, and I had a lot of roots there and interested in this area. And this really is one of the prime areas of agriculture in our entire state and really within the country. And so it was a great blessing and move for me to get here in East Central Illinois.
Again, we're talking with Doug Anderson, a former Paxton and Paxton Buckley Loda Ag teacher here on Farm Stories during harvest time 2020. Well, you know, when you came to Paxton 86, yeah, they were the Mustangs back then, and they're the Panthers now, PBL. Obviously, things change. What type of classes did you teach early on? Were there significantly different than what you saw in the latter part of your career?
Certainly. The classes when I moved to Paxton, we had the basic four ag classes, ag 1, 2, 3, and 4. It was basically freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. We also had an additional ag mechanics class in addition to the straight ag 1, 2, 3, and 4 classes. But that changed fairly early in my career. We had an organization that helped to revitalize ag education across the entire state and really started working on looking at what the needs of students were and the industry of agriculture. And because the technology was changing so fast, we really had to move into an agri-science mode and try to start preparing kids for things, jobs related, whether it be in the seed or feed or other industries, but was much more science based. I think we also realized at that time there was no future in ag education if we were trying to train students to become farmers, because the jobs in that area were dissipating. There's no way to really get started unless your dad was already farming. But if you look at the industry of agriculture, there's a gigantic aspect of it that is in the service part, that is serving the needs of that central producer. And so early on, people in the state recognized the need to change, and so we did change. And our classes soon, we called them Introduction to Agriculture. We had an Ag Science class, which was really the sophomore class that sort of changed into Ag Technology. And then we ended up with Ag Business Management classes, and eventually we started doing horticulture. We ended up and had the aquaculture class. We've always had the ag mechanics courses, particularly for those kids who really wanted to do more of the hands-on than maybe some of the other classes offered. But certainly changed. And of course, one of the other big changes is, even though I was in ag as a student, not really living on a farm, I had a lot of farm background, but a lot of our students today end up living in town, maybe don't even know they have an interest in agriculture, maybe through our Discover Ag Day camp that we do for third and fourth graders, all of a sudden we have students look and say, this is really interesting, and they can see the hands-on applications, the real-life applications, how it affects their everyday life. And it's been fun to see how we were able to attract a lot of our town students, both boys and girls, into the program, and a lot of those students who've gone on to be very successful in careers in agriculture.
We're talking to Doug Anderson, a former Paxson and Paxson Bacalota ag teacher here on Farm Stories. Farm Stories brought to you in part by HW in Melvin, your local John Deere dealer, Weber Fertilizer, and Trucking of Loda and Buckley. That leads me into my next question. You just seen back in the day, all the blue jackets, there were a few girls in there, a few of the town kids, if you will. Now you just see that there is the program, especially under your leadership, went from point A really to grow and to become, you know, one of the best in the area and state. Talk about how you got those, you know, town kids and girls involved with a theme of agriculture and potential jobs, etc.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't give Mike White a lot of the credit for helping move us from where we were at point A to point B. He, as a young person coming in here, he was his second year of teaching when he started here at PBL, and I really credit him for moving us in that direction and helping see some of the, had the vision for some of the things that we needed to do, and really the Discover Ag Day camp was, I think, instrumental in helping create some of that interest in our young people, but also providing some of the other opportunities and that we have for students. We had, you know, back when I started teaching, most of the FFA projects or record book projects were farm types of projects, and that's not an easy transition to try to change. You look back now and you say, well, it should have been easy, but in the midst of change, it's not easy. But you had to really had to look for things that town students or non-ag students could do to have projects that were related to agriculture, at least somewhat related. And so that has been a big part of again, trying to make those changes and just be a draw for those students. And again, I think the greenhouse has been a great advantage for a lot of our students. It did attract a lot of the students who had interest in working with plants and whatnot. And so anyway, that part's been really good.
Farm Stories here on 104.9 WPXN, brought to you by Ludlow Co-op Elevators, also Larry Abbey, your diversified insurance agent in Buckley and Nutrien Ag in Paxton. We're talking with Doug Anderson, the former Paxton and Paxton Buckley Lota Ag teacher. Into the crystal ball we go. How important are ag classes now, and what do you see the movement for students in the future?
I still think agriculture is a very vital part of the curriculum for a lot of our students in school. Again, regardless of what their background is, they certainly have to have an interest in agriculture-related things. And again, if you think about the veterinary science area, almost everyone has a pet today, and that can't happen without having good veterinarians. And so, there's a whole interest in animal agriculture. The animal agriculture is totally different than when I was a kid, when every farm had a few livestock parts around. And I said it today, there's virtually no livestock unless it's show pigs or show cattle or a few chickens here and there. But we still do the pet thing. And the thing that I like about agriculture and ag education in particular is that it's the hands-on aspect and the fact that learning can come to life by what you see happen. One of our mottos that we still use in FFA is learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, and living to serve. And that was kind of a model that I think was important in our whole program. You do the learning part in the classroom, and then the kids have the SAE at home to try to do those things, which gives another level of learning. And then hopefully through those projects, students have an opportunity to earn some money and help pull them in different directions. And then eventually doing the service projects that we do, people realize that we're not going to survive in this world if people aren't willing to serve and help their fellow man or person.
We're talking with Doug Anderson here on Farm Stories. Before I let you go, you're retired now, but you're still involved with agriculture. Talk about those activities.
Yeah, I always enjoyed being busy, and that never changed with retirement. In the springtime, I do work for Todd Shively with the Pioneer Seed Business, and enjoy just that aspect of being involved in agriculture. My brother and I actually started a business 2 or 3 years ago, and we do custom seeding and aeration on athletic fields, which is a kind of a sideline to his. He sells baseball diamond materials to schools and park districts all over this part of the state. And so the aeration part kind of relates into that. It gives me a chance to drive a tractor, which is one of the things I enjoy more than anything, and using a little bit of my agronomy background with that. And then in the fall, I've been helping farmers harvest here in the fall, and just a chance to get out in the field and be in a tractor and be a part of what the big picture is has been really enjoyable for me.
Well, Doug, thanks for being a guest today here on Farm Stories.
Okay, thank you.
Farm Stories here on 104.9 WPXN.